More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
And I don't know what to do with this information, Nikki, but I pass it on.
Okay, pass it on and I'll let you know what to do with it.
That's a good deal. That's a good relationship. All right, so here's what I've got.
Okay.
Goats are more attracted to pictures of smiling people than frowning people.
Okay, so if you're trying to impress a goat...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Give him a little smile.
You know what I'm hearing?
Okay.
All around the peel. Minds.
Explosions.
Blown.
Right, okay.
That's what's happening there.
Because I always had that issue. Like, I just wish...
Trying to get a goat on the side? Yeah. Well, apparently...
Side goat. It's your side goat.
Okay.
You know? Like no. Your side gal.
Yeah,
goat.
A goat on the side. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is what I thought that's what you were
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, of course.
Goats have a longer history with humans than any other animal friends.
Excuse me?
Well, they reckon we started domesticating them even before cats and dogs and all that kind of business. So that's why they
really?
Kind of... Yeah.
Okay.
We've been hanging out with goats for longer than you give it credit for.
Okay.
So that's why smile at a goat.
Smile at a goat day.
And I'm not sure what that will do, but, you know...
It'll like you more.
Maybe it won't give you a headbutt.
Yeah.
Do with that what you will. Okay? You're welcome. A proposed state law would slap stiff fines on pedestrians who text and email. Pedestrians who text and email on their phones while crossing the street.
Oh.
And frustrated motorists in New York, this is, are tooting their horns in support. It's not a bad idea because there'll be a green light, according to one cabbie, and people still be texting in the middle of the street.
What, are they stopping in the middle of the street to send the text?
It's just, I have to stop so I don't hit the person, right, because they're not paying attention.
Wow.
And then he gets a $110 ticket for stopping at a green light.
For stopping at a green light is $110?
In the States it is, yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. So he's saying...
I agree with him then.
And you know what? I can see how this can translate to us, and this is where I get on my ranty horse.
Oh, here we go, ranty.
Well,
here he is.
riding into town with his pedantic ways. I want a fine for pedestrians who push the button to cross and don't wait for the light.
Yeah.
Speaking of annoying pedestrians.
Look, I'm going to admit that I'm a jaywalker.
You're one of them. Well, listen, if you're going to jaywalk, don't push the button.
Yeah.
And don't make the driver stop for an empty crosswalk.
Oh, no, no. You push it and then...
And then you go, I don't have to wait. Oh, I'm going to go. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, well, I push it and then if... There is no, look, if you can look at the street and say there is no cars that are going to be able to hit you, none of them are turning, they're not going, I go for it.
So don't push the button.
Well, how am I supposed to know that there's going to be an open gap? I just want to get where I'm going as quick as I can. And I'm not texting and emailing in the middle of the road while I'm doing it.
All of these things should bring back the death penalty.
They enrage you. I can see it, the fire in your eyes.
I don't think
I'm sorry.
It's not going to work. This is not going to work.
Oh, what a shame.
With these discussions. some sad news to share.
Sad news, the death of a legend. Mm. The passing of internet star Grumpy Cat.
Oh.
Remember the Grumpy Cat memes? She really was the grumpiest of all cats.
She had a name, you know.
Her name is Tardar Sauce.
Oh. She passed away recently. Poor thing.
Yeah, she was only 7, the poor little thing, and the cause of death was complications from a recent urinary tract infection. From a cat, which is interesting. But I've heard that with the biscuits, isn't it? If you get the wrong biscuits,
really?
They get some infection in their bladder, which stops them being able to wee.
Well, this is not good.
The poor little cats.
Okay, so
anyway,
the takeaway from here is make sure you feed your cat the right biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I guess Grumpy Cat will live on in the memes. Alicia from Keysbrook, morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
All right. So you've got some kids, I assume, that would love to see Disney on Ice.
Yes, my daughter absolutely loves it.
All fantastic.
Right. And we'll give you the tickets to go and check out Aladdin. But you've got no idea what Mickey's talking about here, or at least the movie it's from. You ready for it?
Yep.
Okay. I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I love it.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Yeah, we've got the un-Mickeyed version of the song.
Okay,
here.
Let's give it a play.
I can show you the world.
Oh, yes.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
Yes. Of course, a whole new world from Aladdin.
That's awesome. Thank you.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The Eurovision Song Contest has wrapped up for another year, with the Netherlands claiming victory in Tel Aviv, with Representative Duncan Lawrence taking out the title. Oh!
Very impressive performance. Look, in terms of, like, on stage, it didn't look...
No.
Like, the dancers, they weren't that great, but that won.
The crowd participation was up there, but I don't know, I feel like we're a little bit robbed because our representative, Kate Miller-Heike, came in ninth with her song Zero Gravity. I don't know.
And a great performance and everything.
The stage looked great, her song is great. Anyway, she was favourite to come in second, according to the bookies, before the grand final, she still only just cracked the top 10 with that ninth position. But hey, you may call it a robbery, but it's better than Jess Mowboy's 20th position last year.
Yeah.
Dami Im still being the highest scoring Australian representative, coming in second place back in 2016. Wow. So still, Dami's still holding the record there. At the grand final, Madonna also performed, marking 30 years since Like a Prayer was released.
With a pretty spectacular visually stunning kind of performance.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger says he isn't going to press charges against a man who fly-kicked him at a karate tournament in South Africa.
Yeah.
I tell you what, this guy has some serious balls for attempting that with the Terminator.
Given that, like, Arnie barely flinched.
Like, I know. It looked like someone just kind of bumped him in a crowd. Didn't even move. The video shows the man yelling, "Help me, I need a Lamborghini," before fly-kicking him like a bullet. With both his legs. He's launched off the ground and kind of kicked him with both his legs.
Help me, I need a Lamborghini.
Very confusing. Anyway, Arnie says he's not going to press charges and he hopes it was a wake-up call for the man and he gets his life back on track.
I hope he gets his Lamborghini.
Yeah, hopefully. Now, Robert Pattinson is also set to be the next Batman. Reports are he is in negotiations to portray Batman in Matt Reeves' The Batman, set for release in 2021. So from vampire to Batman... I feel like it's going to be a pretty good transition.
Yeah, I can
Vampire
see that.
Vampire bats all in the same kind of thing there.
It's He'll all be, very dark.
It is. He'll be the youngest actor cast as Batman to date at just 34 years old.
All right.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.